Yourself.
Talk radio experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth.
Defending our borders.
He stands for justice.
Fighting the American Union.
He stands for what's right.
This is Explosive Talk Radio.
This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free at 877-590-5525. Now, live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
That's right, literally from the geographic heart of the great state of Texas, coming to you nationwide. Very thankful for all our great affiliates out there. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Now, into the second hour, we're going to get into the election, hopefully, with some of the callers. They're all over the map. It's less than 48 hours away. We've seen Karl Rove's October surprise completely staged. Not only have they plunged the gas prices for the election, which they are able to manipulate, a lot of sway over OPEC and the big oil companies, but now the death penalty for Saddam Hussein, who is totally guilty. The problem is he was working for U.S. intelligence at the time. That is an open secret. If you want to go research it, you can discover it. I'd like to get your take on it at 877-590-KLBJ. That's 877-590-5525, or locally here in Central Texas at 836-0590. Also, the head of the National Association of Evangelicals, some of the biggest supporters of the neocon movement to destroy America in this country. Now, their followers are well-meaning people. I myself am a Christian, and I guess you could even say I'm from, I guess, Baptist/evangelical roots. But most of them don't understand that the Republicans, that is the leadership, is the complete opposite of what they put out publicly. So we'll be discussing that a little bit later, not judging a book by its cover, but what's actually in it. Judge a tree by its fruits. And how they're turning the schools, the public schools, into police state maximum security brainwashing camps. But right now, let's go back to your calls. In fact, I'm going to try to get through all the calls in this segment if we can. We got caught by the end of the last hour. Adam in Missouri said that he went to one of these town hall meetings with Bush, one of these big rallies, had a chance to, have some FaceTime with El Presidente a few days ago. So go ahead and finish your story for us, Adam, please.
That's right, Alex. He was coming around, shaking hands, and I shook hands with him. I was looking at him face to face, and I said, "We know you were behind the September 11th attacks. We know you're setting up a North American Union." And I point my finger right in his face. I said, "You will be held accountable." And it was crazy. He just looked at me, and he called me an idiot, and then just kept on shaking other neocons' hands and stuff.
I mean, what was the look in his eyes?
Oh, it was a combination. I mean, he looked shocked. He looked scared. He looked arrogant. Like, you know, you really think you can do anything against me? And you know what? I do. I mean, there's a movement going on. I myself am a Christian. I go to Ozark Christian College here in Joplin. And I'm waking Christians up, man. And if we want to defeat the New World Order, we have got to spread the truth to Christians.
Well, I mean, it's just now come out that they had a 15% Christian evangelical base of that 30% base that's rock hard for them, and that's now defecting for the first time because they're now waking up. I mean, how many scandals with underage pages and gay lovers is it going to take for people to see these people are frauds?
Yep, absolutely, Alex.
So, I mean, now, if you say that to Cheney, he'll have you arrested. He's had a bunch of people arrested for just saying this war is despicable or this war is reprehensible.
Yep.
Nothing happened to you? Or I guess the Secret, I mean, what did the Secret Service do?
Oh, my gosh. There's some scary Secret Service. There's this one guy who's the most intimidating, scary-looking guy I've ever seen. I mean, he shot me this look. He wanted to just, like, break my head.
But I tell you what, you went into the lion's den, you went into the furnace, my friend, and I commend you. I salute you.
Thank you, Alex. But let me tell you why. I think that the reason why I wasn't arrested and I wasn't assaulted by these neocons that were foaming at the mouth around me was, man, I prayed to God before I went to give me strength and to protect me for telling the truth. And he did just that.
Amazing. Now, of course, back in 98 when he was governor at the DuPont Photo Masking Lab, and I was even Mr. Super Conservative, I mean, even, quote, on the surface, mainstream conservative back in 1998, leaning towards the Republicans. And I went at the end of the press conference. Well, at the end, he was supposed to give a press conference. He gave a speech. They said they were going to cancel the press conference beforehand. So I said, Governor, what about the Council on Foreign Relations? What about the Federal Reserve? It really runs things, Governor. He ordered them to grab me. It was in the Round Rock paper. It wasn't the Austin paper. And after I was drug out, the paper said he turned to Phil Graham and said, that's Alex Jones. That's the guy who then Senator Graham. And they almost broke my arm, drove me around for almost an hour, and then threw me out on the side of the highway near the Williamson County, Travis County line. So just asking his lordship a question then was a kidnappable offense.
Yep, I think I remember seeing the video of that.
Yeah, it's on the web. Just type in Alex Jones arrested by George Bush. I wish that you would have gotten some video of that, but listen, beggars can't be choosers. Good job there, my friend. Let's go ahead now and talk to Janine in Tyler, Texas. Janine, welcome to the airwaves.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
Hi. I'm calling to see if you'd heard about the there was a forward-based Falcon in back near Baghdad. That there was a
ammo dump blew up a few weeks ago.
Yeah, and 300 American servicemen died.
Well, that was
they won't tell. I sent you the casualty list.
Okay. Well, let me just tell you something. I never reported that 300 were killed because day one it looked fraudulent. Plus, I know the web sources. I know which sources are accurate, which sources aren't. It is not true. No one died. A whole bunch of people got injured. Because they build those dumps inside the bases away from the quarters. And thank God no one was killed. It was a huge blast. It was also disinfo saying it was a mini nuke. So I'm happy to report to you that I have sources that were inside that camp. I even had family nearby that
is
camp.
Is that right?
It was an ammo dump, yes.
Oh, well, I knew it was an ammo dump, but I knew there were 3,000 soldiers stationed there, too.
Yeah, no, well, they don't station the soldiers around the ammo dump.
Right.
They stuck that out a couple hundred yards away.
Okay, because that's what the Arab TV and BBC were reporting, that they were killed. So.
Oh, you saw a list of 300 dead in the BBC?
Yeah, I sent you the list from that Hal Turner show.
Ma'am.
I have no idea who he is. I mean, that just came up on the internet.
Sure, yeah. It's not an accurate report. But don't feel bad. I mean, you called in on the subject, and I've had to answer hundreds of questions online and on air about that in the last 3 weeks, and it's not the case. Let's try to jam one more in here. Let's go ahead and talk to Debbie in Los Angeles. Debbie, welcome. Go ahead, Debbie. I'm going to let Debbie go. Let's go ahead and talk to John in Las Vegas. Welcome, John.
Hey, Alex.
Hello, sir.
With the Bev Harris showing that most of the electronic voting machines have basically been corrupted.
I didn't see the HBO special Friday night. I was out at a campfire.
I didn't see it either.
I heard it was really good.
Yeah, it'll be on YouTube, I'm sure. But knowing that electronic voting is basically fraudulent, and with what all the neocons have been saying about, yes, we're going to win the election, there's no doubt.
It doesn't matter what all the polls say, we're going to win, yeah.
What I'm wondering is the John Kerry statement of a couple weeks ago and how he's had to back off and everything, could that not be a false flag?
That is deliberately staged by Kerry, who is totally in the New World Order, to come out and then apologize for something he didn't even say. Because if you watch the video, he was talking about Bush not having an education, getting stuck in Iraq. He was making a joke about Bush. It was kind of a double entendre because it was a pun of sorts. But again, that's how they do it. And yes, folks, Kerry took a dive. Yes, he's Bush's cousin. Yes, he's a Skull and Bones member. Yes, it's staged. Yes, Hillary's in league with the Bushes. Yes, Rupert Murdoch funds them. Yes, it's all staged.
So would it be likely that that his statements are being utilized that could be stated that, hey, that's why the Democrats have lost?
Yes, they'll claim, oh, the Saddam announcement and the Kerry thing. You know, the polls were showing they were going to lose by 10 to 15 points, but magically this happened, and so that's why they've... But listen, the Democrats are controlled as well. Again, they don't just stage the elections. They also control both parties. Nancy Pelosi said they're not going to have impeachment hearings. She's going to block the independent Democrats and the independent Republicans. And, of course, Bush should be impeached. I supported Clinton's impeachment. I support Bush's impeachment. But they're puppets, too. You know, I mean, people say Bush did 9/11. Well, certainly he knows about it. The people that control him were involved. But presidents come and go. The New World Order owns them like so many pieces of silver in their pockets. It's that simple. When we come back, I'll get into what's happening in the schools, armed men putting guns at children's heads, and the police are doing nothing. Your children are being tortured. We'll be right back.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. Let's ask the question that the Bush regime hopes you will never ask. That is the USA already bankrupt? As the world's biggest debtor nation, we are borrowing in excess of 80% of the world's net savings. That's $2 billion per day to finance the biggest deficit in history. Our creditors are becoming increasingly concerned that the debt can never be repaid. Japan and China, two of the largest holders of U.S. debt, are looking to greatly reduce their exposure to dollars. In fact, China has privately hinted that a U.S. attack on Iran could result in China's dumping massive amounts of U.S. Treasury bonds. To find out more about this, call for a free report on the coming dollar collapse. Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-8-XANADU or 1-888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hey, want to know a natural healing treatment that's been around for thousands of years? Salt products. Now Soleil Wellness brings these natural healing products to your home. Easy to use, non-toxic, and 100% natural, these products help to give you great physical, mental, and spiritual results. Heated salt pillows for earaches and back pain, salt pipes to relieve respiratory ailments, bath salts release toxins as they soften and rehydrate the skin, pretty salt lamps to ionize the air and reduce EMF radiation. So many different salt products available for you. It's time to let the secret out. Visit Soleil Wellness at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Agree or disagree? Alex wants to hear from you right now at 877-590-5525. Now, here's Alex Jones.
You know, I'm a little bit disappointed right now. Trey, and they're doing a great job running the broadcast, told me that he's gotten quite a few calls. How many would you say? four or five who disagree with me and are really angry and say they hate me, but they won't come on air. Hey, neocons won't let people on that disagree with them, or they only have low-grade morons on. Believe me, I know. I've done 4,000-plus interviews. I've dealt with it. I know a lot of radio talk show hosts around the country. I've co-hosted shows with George Norrie. He doesn't screen calls. I don't screen calls. You can call in here right now at 877-590-5525 or 877-590-5525. And you know that number. You've called in here, but you're afraid to. Just call in and tell me where I'm wrong. Tell me how I'm wrong. By the way, Rick Perry is in league with Bush and the Democrats. They want total blanket amnesty, totally open borders. They went and gave a few million dollars to a couple of border sheriffs. Last year was a huge crime spree by Los Zetas paramilitary gangs, mass killings, hundreds killed on both sides of the border, U.S. embassy attacked in Nuevo Laredo, and the crime rate's incredibly high this year, but the huge gang war of last year has subsided. So when he claims it's gone down 60% in that county there, I've interviewed that very sheriff you just heard for who criticized the governor 6 months ago. So he criticized him all over talk radio, so Perry threw him a little bit of money. I mean, Bush wants total blanket amnesty. He is supporting the bill that was written by Mr. Kennedy. Ted Kennedy, give me a break. I'm so sick of the propaganda. But I got callers here on the line that disagree with me. But I'm not going to them right now. I'm going to go to you after the break. I want to leave some lines open. In fact, we have a couple open for the first time in the show for people that think I'm lying about anything. I mean, either I get on here in the air and risk my name and my fortune and my life. Believe me, I'm risking my life here to do this because I just want to lie about the president. The president's a puppet. So, again, the number locally, 836-0590, or all over the country, 877-590-5525. All right. Let me get into this article now, though, before we go to break, and we'll come back and take calls. Oh, and one little program note. Terror Storm, last Tuesday, launched nationwide, Barnes & Noble's, Virgin, Borders, and it sold out of the stores almost everywhere. That's what my distributor said. It went to, at the highest, number three on Amazon.com total. Now it's falling back down on the charts, but going back up again. And this is very, very exciting. And so please go to Amazon.com, link through at Infowars.com, and get your copy of my new film, Terror Storm, detailing the history of government-sponsored terror. That is where government staged terror attacks to blame it on their political enemies. Now, who can disagree with this? I mean, who says I'm lying about this? This, or who says this is okay? Imagine if Iran or China or Cuba or Venezuela with their embattled president was doing things like this, or if Hitler did things like this, you'd be against it. But because it happens here in the U.S., coast to coast, border to border, north, south, east, and west, and because you can't face up to the horror of it, you are now allowing the government to set the precedent to torture our children and to condition them to be slaves. This is the Associated Press last week. I have talked to and interviewed both of the parents in this article. This is the Associated Press. School safety drill upsets some parents. Wyoming, Michigan. A school safety drill that included police officers in riot gear with weapons has caused concern among some parents who say it was too realistic and frightened some students. Police in Western Michigan, community of Wyoming, entered two classrooms at Lee Middle School and High School on Thursday and announced there was a threat to the school, the Grand Rapids Press reported. Students who were unaware police were conducting a drill were taken from their classrooms into the halls, patted down by officers, and asked what they had in their pockets, the newspaper reported. Some of the kids were so scared they just about wet their pants, said Margie Bradshaw. I interviewed her. She said they did wet their pants. Her son was in the school. He wet his pants. A parent with four children in Godfrey Lee Schools. I think it's pure wrong that the students and the parents were not informed of this. Well, it's pure wrong to do it. Officers wore protective gear, including vests and helmets, and carried rifles, MP5s, 9mm Heckler & Koch submachine guns, that were unloaded. And it goes on to report. Diane Sylvia, a parent of the 8th grade student, said the drill went too far. My child, with his face to the wall in the hallway of the high school, Sylvia said, I certainly don't want anything like this happening to my child. Principal David Britton, we talked to him. He won't come on, but he says he's very proud of this. He says it's good. We should be taught how to have this happen to us. Principal David Britton said students weren't told ahead of time, to make the drill as realistic as possible. Teachers were informed moments before it took place, he said. But then teachers go on to say they were not informed. And, folks, this is not just in Michigan. Okay, this is coast to coast, and admits under a federal grant they were paid with the county and city police to go in unannounced. And by the way, I had video of this happening 5 years ago, 2 years ago, a month ago. I put it in my film Road to Tyranny that I made in 2002 with elementary students crying as men with guns scream at them in a drill. This now the Geneva Convention says that torture is anything that terrorizes, anything that scares, anything that causes emotional distress or physical harm. I mean, is that not terrorism? If some neighbor just grabbed your child randomly unannounced, stuck a gun to their head, yelled at them, frisked them, would that not be traumatizing? I'm a grown man. This would be just traumatizing. Imagine a door busting open, men running in. We have video of them. In Goose Creek, North Carolina, with the dogs, the whole school had to line up, and the dogs were grabbing and biting the bags. Why are they doing this? Well, the feds pay with the grants to condition the police to do whatever they're told. Number one, to set the precedent that they can abuse our children in this fashion, to condition them to accept total tyranny. Now, it gets worse. In Michigan, again, Michigan keeps popping up, but it happens all over the country. 2 years ago, it was in the Associated Press that they went into a school, elementary and middle school, had the children all go out in the parking lot saying it was a fire drill, practiced smoke bombs claiming they were blowing up buses, and then put fake blood on them and said, "We are the homeschoolers, quote, against public education," dressed up as terrorists, as if homeschoolers ever did anything wrong, and told the children they were going to kill them. Okay, under a federal grant. Now, I know some of you will engage in doublethink. You will twist whatever happens. You will say it's okay. Police can do no wrong. Okay? No, the police are doing wrong, but I don't even blame them. They're being brainwashed. They're being conditioned. Now, under what you see in the airports, being frisked, being searched, being humiliated, now they're going to put it on the streets of America with Viper teams randomly searching you at the mall. I mean, are you ready for them to run up and have you line up against the wall randomly, quote, for your safety while the border stays wide open? Again, this I've interviewed number two Department of Education, Charlotte Isherby, one of the most, big, rich, wealthy Connecticut families. Her dad was Skull and Bones. Her dad was, big in Republican administrations. She's now an older lady. She was in the first Reagan administration. And she was in there, and it's only gotten worse under Clinton and now Bush and Bush Sr. in there, and it was all about conditioning them. They put up fences around the schools. They frisk them. They make you parents thumb scan to get in or swipe ID cards. And here is an article today, Associated Press. Three Santa Barbara elementary schools to fingerprint students. No cash allowed buying food. And they say in here that this is the future. That cash won't be allowed, and it admits here that annual reports are sent to state and federal governments, which reimburse the school districts. So, they're brainwashing camps, period. We'll come back with the final 30 minutes. I'm told we have callers that disagree with me. We'll go to your calls and get into some other key news.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, in herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage, for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high-performance motor oil that outperforms. Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You're experiencing Alex Jones, live from deep in the heart of Texas. Call Alex toll-free at 877-590-5525. Here's Alex Jones.
All right, welcome back. I was looking here at the computer with the callers, and I guess I misread one and thought somebody was calling who disagrees. Four or five people called here yelling and screaming, saying I'm evil, saying I'm a liar. Why don't you call in and tell me what specifically I'm lying about? Do you think it's good that there are federal grants to put up fences and make everybody thumb scan to get school lunches? The Washington Post reported under a terror attack anywhere in the country, they'll lock the schools down, take your children to FEMA camps, and make you there, then go to the camps and where your families are split up. Do you think it's good that the police are being trained to fire on the American people? Do you think it's good they're giving them federal grants for huge microwave cannons mounted on top Humvees to fry populations? We're going into tyranny, boys and girls. You didn't think it could happen here. It's starting to happen here. And the sleeping giant that is America is starting to wake up to that point. So all the people who worship at the altar of licking the boots of the establishment and licking the boots of police and riot gear dressed up in Darth Vader outfits like it's Halloween, the party's over. Okay, I love police who change old ladies' tires and, you know, go and stop drunks off the road, but I don't like police taking federal grants and cities taking federal grants and putting guns to cry in children's heads during, quote, drills for their safety. And by the way, the police have been shooting kids in the heads, shooting their own officers, shooting them in the chest in these drills. So I'd like to hear your take on that. I'd like to hear people who defend this system and defend what's happening call into this show. Here's the number slowly, 836-0590 here locally. But again, you know the number. You called in earlier. Why are you afraid to come on air? Why are you afraid to face me? Why are you afraid? Hey, I'm right here. Okay, my name's Alex Jones. I can back up what I say. I want you to back up what you're saying. And I bet a bunch of you are sniveling fake conservatives. You wouldn't know conservatism if it bit you. Let's go ahead and talk to... Who's up first here? Let's go ahead and go to line one. I believe it's Glevena or in Idaho. Welcome. You're on the air.
I just want to make a statement, Alex. It's funny that America can concentrate on Saddam Hussein and 130,000. George Bush, so far in Iraq, the last I heard, according to CNN, has murdered 650,000. And
yeah, that's Lancet, the British medical journal, highly respected, conservatively over 600,000. Look, Iraq was 25 million 15 years ago. After 15 years of siege, set up by a criminal our government put in, who they then set up, under the siege of Iraq, the sanctions, the two wars, their population has gone down by over 2.5 million.
Also,
in the last 3.5 years, it's 654,000. Sorry, go ahead.
Also, I want to report... The patent is literally a U.S. government-held patent by Dr. Chai King Lo, who happens to be head investigator of the Gulf War illness of Walter Reed Army Medical Institute. The patent number is 524.
But tell people specifically what you're talking about.
524-2820.
Sure, a patent to what, ma'am?
To the Army, to the non-existent... Gulf War Vet Syndrome. On page 20, there is an absolute description of the Gulf War.
Well, everybody knows they test bioweapons on the troops. It's declassified. They take our troops and kill them on a routine basis.
I'm not true. Also, there is a doctor in Pendleton, Oregon, a psychiatrist, because the Nazis are murdering the mentally ill, and they pay humongous bills for the mentally ill. They do everything. Then they kill them with viruses and everything else in Pendleton, Oregon. And Dr. Wright stood up for the mentally ill, and all of a sudden a doctor and a farmer came up missing without a trace, and no one knows where he's at.
All right, I appreciate your call. Let me just say what I can prove. Tens of thousands of black men were given syphilis over 45 years and allowed to spread it. Under the Tuskegee experiment, 110,000 Jewish children, our government paid, the Israeli government, it's now Haaretz, Jerusalem Post, national TV in Israel, our government, the secret program from 51 to 61, irradiated 110,000 children, most died within just a few years, just type in ringworm children, they told them they were going to get dental appointments or to get checked for fungus, and then they would irradiate them in a test. And Project Shad, they take our troops, nerve gas them, put them in chambers, kill them, tell them it was just a test, murder them. They take little children, they give pregnant women of GIs, uranium, plutonium pills to see what it do to them. Yeah, that's right. It's not our government. It's criminals that control it. They brought 10,000 Nazis back to this country at the end of the Gulf, at the end of the Second World War. They brought 5,000 Iraqis back at the end of the first Gulf War. They have them here ready to carry out terror attacks. They worked for the CIA. They were trained in the 80s when Saddam was a CIA officer. This is all L.A. Times, Washington Post, but again, hidden in plain view. Exactly. It's total terrorists control the government, and they use crises to enslave us. Oh, it's incredible. Let's go ahead now and take another call. Let's talk to Bill in Iowa. Bill, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello again, Alex. I want to just a comment about these people that are calling in, calling you a liar, but they don't have the strength to get on the show and talk to you and debate their issues. I have a story about that. I'm a welder. I was working on a project in Nebraska about 3 years ago. A guy comes up to me in my little work area, real nice guy. He's a structural engineer. We get to chit-chatting. Where are you from? Well, I'm from so-and-so. He's from the state of Georgia. I said, oh, Georgia? He said, yeah. I said, well, are you familiar with Georgia's politics? He says, well, of course. I said, what do you think of Cynthia McKinney? Oh, well, she's a... Well, she said that this and that about they had prior knowledge of 9/11 and this and that and the other. I said, well, you know, I said, I believe that was an inside job. And he laughed. I said, well, you know, I can prove it to you, you know. And we went on with the conversation. I had two DVDs. One was the In Plain Sight one that I make copies of. And I had another one called Painful Deceptions or something like that. Anyway, I said, look, man, watch this. Do you have we're traveling, you know, we're all staying in hotels. I said, do you have a DVD player with you? He said, yes. So I gave him these two documentaries. He watched the first one. He didn't. I think he was afraid to watch the second.
So what happened? I mean, make a long story short.
He denied. He said, you know, there's no way. In other words, I believe he was sincere. He was probably a neocon or whatever you want to call him, but he still believes their story, their version of what happened on 9/11. My point is, Alex, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them think. And I think that is the mentality of the majority of the people in this country.
I agree with you, and that's why they're going to get in deep trouble. A people that are mindless, a people that are gullible, a people that go along will be enslaved. Now let's go ahead and talk to Joseph in Austin. I would imagine listening on News Radio 590 KLBJ. Go ahead, Joseph.
Hello, Alex.
Yes, sir.
Good to talk to you, long-time listener. Let me begin by telling you that, first of all, I am a Freemason, and I guess I would be the porch variety. But let me just also tell you that a lot of the brothers that I've talked to recently and over the past several years are furious with the government and the way things are going. It's not what our founding fathers intended this country. They didn't want this to be going on at all.
Land of the tortured, home of the slaves?
Yeah, that's not what it was set up to be, you know. And
tell you what, I'm not going to cut you short. Stay there. When we get back, I'll let you finish. We'll run through more of these loaded phone lines, and I'll get into these fake conservatives. The president.
And that wasn't my main topic. I just wanted
to. I understand. I'll put you on hold. We'll come back to you, and then we'll get to the president of the National Association of Evangelicals and his boyfriend. We'll be right back.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products in education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-889-2994. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-889-2994. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the Internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the Internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-889-2994. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-889-2994.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsafegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsafegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841. This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Alex Jones is deep in the heart of Texas, and he wants to talk to you toll-free at 877-590-5525. Now, here's Alex Jones.
That's right. I'm going to blitz through your calls in this final segment all over the country, 877-590-5525, locally 836-0590. We are coming to you from the geographical heart of Texas, beautiful Austin, Texas. And I do have one final news story I want to hit, but let me just say this on the election. Vote for whoever's anti-war. Vote for whoever's pro-Second Amendment. Vote for whoever will shut down the borders. Know what your congressional candidates are standing for. I know to the south of us, vote for Ron Paul. The Republicans and Democrats have ganged up against him. The NRA endorsed the Democrat running against him and gave Paul a B on the Second Amendment. And it's a big furor because it's a lie. I mean, no one, gun owners of America and Jews of Preservation of Firearms Ownership and local Texas gun groups gave him an A+. He's got the best gun record ever, but they're giving him a B and his opponent's saying he's anti-gun. I mean, that's insane. That's like saying I'm anti-gun or something. I mean, it's sick. He's a Republican. He's a real conservative. I would vote for libertarians here locally against people like Michael McCall. I would definitely vote for Bagnarik. I'd vote for people like Rock Howard at the state elections. I would vote for constitutional parties, libertarians. It is important that you vote. It's important that you we're already having voting machine, quote, problems in Austin and San Antonio. So the things are, it's an absolute fraud. And they were calling us kooks 3 years ago saying it was a fraud. Now it's on HBO. Now it's on the nightly news. Now engineers are going public saying I was hired to steal elections and design this. I mean, they cannot cover up the truth. It's going to come out. Let's go to your calls, and then I'll get to these pervert preachers. Let's go ahead and talk to Michael. Michael, where are you calling us from today?
We're calling from somewhere south of Austin.
Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was listening to you tell me that you've got videotape of the police officers who've been shooting at children in schools. Is this yes or no?
Well, you obviously don't listen to the English language very clearly, and I'm not trying to be mean, but this is a very serious accusation you just made. I stated that I have mainstream news video, because they think it's normal and they're proud of it, of police sticking guns in elementary and middle school students' face in drills unannounced and then screaming and crying. And then I have AP and Detroit Free Press and other articles and Fort Worth Star-Telegram articles of where they, during a drill, they shot the cop of the year a few years ago because the idiots didn't have their guns unloaded in an unannounced terror drill terrorizing the children.
These guys are
not listening to me.
Fake bullets. They're using real bullets in these drills.
Now, you're not listening to me. The Fort Worth Star-Telegram's real. You're still questioning me like you can't believe it. Do you know how to use a search engine?
I'm on the road. It's not possible.
No, I know, but I'm saying you use a computer, right?
Sure, as much as anybody.
Okay, well, let me just tell you. 2 years ago in Detroit, they shot a kid in the chest doing it. In another area of Michigan, in a drill, unannounced drill, they shot a kid in the head. In Fort Worth, they shot Cop of the Year in the head because one of the idiots hadn't removed his 9mm rounds from his MP5. So I'm telling you that, number one, even if the guns are unloaded, okay, with a safety, cues in the tips of them, they shouldn't be unannounced in their doing drills. They shouldn't be doing these these drills when they're announced. I'm telling you,
doing these drills. I'm in agreement with you, so you don't need to attack me. But
I'm sorry if it sounds like I'm attacking you. I'm frustrated that we're almost out of time. It's a very serious subject. And no, I'm not saying the police on purpose are shooting the children. I'm saying they're so mindless, they're so dumbed down, they're doing drills they shouldn't be doing to begin with, and nobody better put a gun to my child's head and make them urinate all over themselves.
Okay.
Listen, I appreciate your call. I'm mad about this. This is scientific, psychological warfare. One of my good friends is one of the highest level people at the UT Psychology Department. And 3 years ago, he gave me a tour of that place. Okay? And I wasn't allowed to go into many areas. But the areas I was allowed to go into were open DARPA funding on mind control. I mean, they're spending millions at UT just to study how to flicker a TV set in front of your face to lower your brain waves down to a mesmerized, hypnotized state. And every major university from MIT to Princeton is doing this, okay? So that's the mind control test going on now. In the schools, they're doing this to condition the children, to traumatize them. In some of these drills, they load them on buses and take them to FEMA camps. That was in Missouri. I mean, I made the film The Takeover about this. Go watch 2 hours of it. I mean, newscasts, documents, articles, interviews. I mean, I know, this sounds crazy. Folks, it's true, and it's real, and I'm mad about it. Ah! They're training us. Look, it's how you domesticate someone. We're being trained that when the coyote grabs us like we're a rabbit, we're supposed to just lay there and take it. Well, I'm not going to take it. This is mind control. Let's go ahead and talk to Joseph in Austin. Joseph, welcome.
Hello, are you there?
Yes, sir. How are you listening to us?
From Austin, Texas. Sounds great. Long-time listener. I called in. I know it's off subject, but I totally agree. This whole thing in the schools is ridiculous. It's criminal. It shouldn't be done.
But they're going to do it and set the precedent. They're telling parents, we don't care. We're going to come in unannounced, and we're going to put guns up against their heads and let German shepherds grab their bags in a drill.
They're going to do whatever they want at this point.
That's right. They're going to open the borders, North American Union. Perry's going to lie. I'm just sick of them.
Well, I'm sick of them, too, and a lot of people are. It disgusts me that Bush backs up Israel with what they did to Lebanon over them kidnapping a couple or three.
And by the way, that was stage two. They were admittedly over the line, and then they didn't shoot the Hezbollah when they were about to grab the soldiers. That came out in Israeli papers. The Jews are mad about it in Israel.
Well, what wasn't staged was the kidnapping and murder of, I don't know if it's 500 or 800 U.S. citizens, civilians, a lot of them women, in Mexico or on the border towns.
Oh, that's right. In fact, in Matamoros alone, a couple of years ago, they dug up over 100 dead women.
Well, and nothing's being done about it.
Listen, Mexico, if you go over the line, they grab you, steal your truck. The police do. It's a narco-terrorist state, and we're being merged with them. I agree. Mexico's a much bigger threat than Iran.
Completely, you know, and you know, it's...
I don't know if
hey, you want to hear this? I support an invasion of Mexico. We should take another 50 miles into that country. We've had two wars with them. They're an enemy of this country.
They are. They literally are. And anyone.
Hey, for those that don't know, I've interviewed the sheriffs. Rocket attacks. We're under rocket attacks. Car bombings in Texas. Los Zetas paramilitary troops running all over the place, killing FBI. And it's in the back of the paper because they don't want you to know about it. The State Department issued 3 travel advisories last year saying the South Texas border is more dangerous than the West Bank of Israel.
Yeah, and it's ridiculous. Their answer to the problem, instead of making these people face justice, is telling us to stay away from the border towns.
That's right. I appreciate your call. I'm going to take one more call and we're out of here. Well, maybe two. Ron in Arizona, welcome to the airwaves.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Hi.
What would you think of a benevolent dictatorship where there's total surveillance of everyone at home, on the streets, at work, etc.?
Would never happen because it's criminals that are in control of the system throughout history. You give them the tools to abuse, it will be used. Even if there's a benevolent dictator, he or she will be removed and criminals will get into place.
Right. I understand that. But what I'm trying to get at is, in the future, when the Antichrist comes on the scene, he will appear to be a benevolent dictator.
Exactly. He comes as a man of peace. They'll say he's Jesus. Meanwhile, the preachers are worshiping, you know, whoever the government says. And speaking of that, did you know that most of the big churches are now on government payroll? They tell their practitioners, not practitioners, their parishioners, don't talk about politics even in the pews. This is America. Here's the Associated Press. Alcee Evangelist confesses to followers, the Reverend Ted Haggard, who is the former president, he just resigned, of the National Association of Evangelicals, has now admitted to drug-fueled homosexual tryst with male prostitutes. Okay? And, again, Foley, all of them. And, folks, I'm telling you, I never looked for this. I didn't believe it when I started hearing it 12 years ago. I got into politics. I got into news. I met a lot of people in powerful circles. And I'm telling you, folks, this is what the Republican leadership is into. And it's such a sick joke to them that a large portion of them, a lot of Austinites know because we're by this legislature, and and again, they don't let them get in unless they're compromised. And it isn't bad enough nowadays to just have some, you know, congressman or some state rep cheating on their wife. So those kind of people don't get into the power. No, you've got to, it's a gang right. Why do gangs throughout history, let's take the East Side Locos or whatever. Why do they make their members go commit a horrible crime? It's so they have dirt on them. Well, it's the same thing in politics. And every week it's some new Republican. You ought to see the websites that list all this and show what they're into. And they're compromised. And a lot of foreign governments are blackmailing top preachers in this country. And so they say the new religion is worshiping government. The new religion is FEMA. Just God bless you all. Get Terrorstorm on Amazon.com. See you next week.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.